Good morning, children of God. It is so good to see you here. Redo. Good morning, children of God. Greetings from Miss Nancy and Creation for Kids. Today we're going to continue on in Genesis 2 and pick up in 20b to 25. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and the woman, his wife, were both naked, but they felt no shame. So the man who named the animals had his own name, Adam, by God. He was alone. So God made Adam fall into a deep sleep. And as he took a rib from Adam, as Adam was sleeping, he made a woman from the rib. This is when he brought Eve to Adam. Adam was created by God. Eve was created by God from Adam's rib. Then God called Eve woman, as she was taken out of the man. Adam and Eve were then husband and wife, and they loved each other. At the end of chapter 2, God shows us how important marriage is. He created first man, then animals. Man named the animals, and God created a friend, a mate for Adam, and named her Eve. What a beautiful relationship in a beautiful garden, all created by God, and there was no sin. Thank you, God, for your perfect plan for families by creating a man and a woman. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend, dear friends. See you Monday. Bye.